Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for actually the next 3 hours. We've got the Community Connections between 1 and 2, and between noon and 2, and then we've got between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes, but we'll tell you more about Choice Tunes and that as we go along. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month between 12 and 1, we always have Siri in, and I've got with me Bradley Turner. He's the assistant principal at the Siri Community School. We know quite a lot about the school for both Mount Evelyn and Lilydale. Welcome, Bradley.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you too. And, of course, you're on school holiday, so you've given up some of your school holidays to be with us.
No, it's great to be here. Been enjoying plenty of good family time with the kids, got to the show and all that. But, yeah, pleasure to come in here and do a bit of work stuff too.
That's terrific. So, of course, we know quite a lot about the show. We know a bit about the show too, but we know a fair bit about the school. But again, we'll just take a quick reminder for anybody who hasn't listened before. It's a community school. It's not a special school. So just briefly outline what the community school is, Bruce Bradley.
Yeah, sure. So we have four campuses at the moment. We've got one in Berwick, one in Yarra Junction, one in Lilydale, and one in Mount Evelyn. And we do a lot of trauma-informed practice, and we offer flexible education opportunities, particularly for students where mainstream education hasn't worked out for them.
So when we talk about specialist schools,
yep.
It's not a... As I said before, it's not a school for a child that's got disabilities. There are schools around for that.
Yep.
We're talking mainly somebody who's been disenfranchised or maybe had nothing to do with school for a number of years. And it's part of your, I guess, philosophy is to try and get them back into mainstream schooling eventually. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we do have a diverse range of students and they come from quite a range of backgrounds. But, yeah, they have been often disengaged or vulnerable and the purpose of our school is to try and get them back into regular education with a long-term goal, hopefully, to get them back into the mainstream system.
And when you said you've got a lot of students have got a variety of issues,
yep.
And not... I guess you've also got teachers, not that have a variety of issues, but teachers that aren't necessarily what I would call mainstream teachers. They don't aim at just the middle of the class, do they? Do they have specialised plans for each and every student?
Absolutely, yep. Each student has their own individual learning plan. And our class sizes are quite small as well. So the students will only be in a group with up to 15 people in total. And they will always have, or nearly every class will have the same teacher and the same learning assistant working with them. So they're very, very relational based.
Yep.
But the staff also have a lot of trauma-informed education as well, so they can really work with students from a diverse range of backgrounds.
Yeah, so they're not just... And I don't put teachers down because I think they do a fabulous job.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, in the normal, what I call normal school, they have their a curriculum to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's more a case of the child having their own learning at their own speed, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And really trying to identify the strengths of each student and engage that into their education as well. So yeah, it's very, very much a team effort between the student and the teacher.
So we're not here to talk about Bradley and we're not going to put Bradley on a spot, but you've been obviously in the mainstream, as mm-hmm. I call them, and you're now in the Siri Community School.
That's right.
What's the main difference you see?
Well, my experience in mainstream... and I was there for about 12 years, is that the system we've got actually doesn't work for a lot of students. It does suit some. For a lot of students, it just doesn't really work for them. And schools, they're trying to do something different, but they are somewhat constrained with what they can offer. Siri is actually looking to do something different. And one of the things I love most about coming in every day is I feel that I get the opportunity to extend dignity to students in an educational setting. And often these students haven't had that experience in school before. So it's a wonderful thing to be a part of. And the team I get to work with at Mount Evelyn is absolutely fantastic. So shout out to those guys.
Well, and they'd have to be. I'm not in any way putting down mainstream because
no.
I'm involved with that myself and I know what it's like. But they have a curriculum to teach, don't they?
Yep.
That's their job, is
yep.
to teach a curriculum, and they are judged by teaching that curriculum, how good or how bad they are at teaching that curriculum. Whereas
yep.
obviously that's not the case in your Surrey Community School.
Yeah, and look, the students, they are still working with a curriculum and they still are achieving educational outcomes, yep. but it's not the the primary driving factor, you know, and we are really looking to re-engage students with their education, and I've been thrilled to be a part of that for the last couple of months.
Yeah, so you're a newbie as well.
I am.
So you're learning on the job as you go along as well.
Absolutely.
Was it a big shock when and obviously you applied for the job,
I
so
did.
You knew what you were applying for, but when you got there, was it a big shock compared to having been in the mainstream?
It's definitely different, but I was looking for different. So it's very much the sort of challenge I was looking for, and I've been very excited to be there.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we've just got to take a quick break.
No worries.
Sponsorship announcements and a bit of music popped up, so we'll take that and we'll be back to more. We're not going to just talk about the community school. We've probably done that now. We've got a lot of other things to tell you about, including a teddy bear's picnic.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. And we had warm toast for tea, and we laughed and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you.
And that, of course, was Cat Stevens' Days in the Old School Yard. And I thought that was very appropriate, seeing we talked to Bradley about the community school. However, we've got other things we want to talk about. Tell me about the Teddy Bears Picnic. When's that coming up and all about it, please?
Yeah, no worries. Coming up in October. So Yep, I've got them here. The Early Learning Centre are going to be holding two teddy bear picnic events during Children's Week in the Yarra Ranges. So Yarra Junction is going to be held on the 25th of October. And Churnside Park is going to be held on the 27th of October. You can check out Surrey's socials for more information about these events.
Yep. And I've just already done that. Yarra Junction was on the 25th.
That's right, yep.
And what was the other one?
And Churnside Park.
Churnside Park.
On the 27th of October.
So, and tell me, are you going to have a teddy bear?
Am I going to? That's a good question. I do have like a North Melbourne teddy bear sitting on my desk.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about North Melbourne.
Someone's got to go for him.
I don't think you're even going to have a coach the way you're going.
Well, we'll see what happens.
let's not touch that.
Oh, no, let's not. But I still love the team. But yeah, it's a bit of a tricky situation at the moment.
Yeah. That's great. And I believe Kitty and all those dragged their teddy bears out for the teddy bears picnics.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're likely to have some students involved in running those events or involved in those events too, which is very exciting.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Yeah.
And Gus, we had Gus, your CEO, in here a few weeks ago for Choice Tunes. So, Gus, I'd love to see your teddy bear if you'd put it up on your website, because you'd expect the CEO to have a teddy bear too, surely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So 27th of October at Yarra Junction.
And 25th at Yarra Junction.
25th and 27th down at...
Chirnside Park.
At Chirnside Park.
Perfect.
All right. So, look, we'll take one more quick break, and then we want to start talking about, because I know the rules are changing on kinder for next year. Let's find out all about that.
Alana, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Community Connections. I have with me Bradley from CIRE, and I should keep mentioning it, C-I-R-E, because some people think it's spelt with an S and it's not. It's C-I-R-E. Bradley, I know that the government is, I think it's the federal government, are changing the rules on kinder. And I think the state might have had some change anyway. So tell us what's coming up with the kinder changes, please, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. So the government's announced early childhood reforms, Best Start, Best Life. So this includes free 3- and 4-year-old kinder across Victoria at participating services in 2023.
When's it start? It starts?
Yeah, next year.
The start of 2023 or halfway through?
I believe it's the start. So, yep. Yeah. So free kinder means a saving of up to $2,500 per child for children attending sessional kindergarten. So if your child attends a kindergarten program within a long daycare setting, free kinder will mean a saving of $2,000.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Now, how many hours do they get? Do you know that?
I don't know that off the top of my head, sorry.
100% sure. Right. Yeah. Kinnear will probably send you a message, Kinnear, and let you know, hopefully.
Absolutely.
So are you taking enrolments now for 2023?
Yeah, we are already taking those. So please, the earlier you get in, the better to secure a position.
Yep. We will be giving you the contact details just prior to 1 o'clock. We'll give you phone numbers and websites and all that sort of stuff. So where are your kinders based?
Yep. So we have our sessional kindergarten at Chirnside Park and integrated kindergarten at Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn.
Yep. So, and oh, I thought someone was knocking on the door. So obviously enrolments are open now, as we just said.
That's right.
Is there a maximum or a minimum that they can do with a kinder, do you know, or have I put you on the spot?
That's a little bit outside of my wheelhouse. That's okay. But again, I'm sure if that can be mentioned, they'll get a message through to me. So,
yep. No worries. All right. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Our very own singer-songwriter hails out of the Healesville and Newtown. The way she's talking, you could almost be talking about Healesville where the rivers never run dry. So, anyway, we're talking to Bradley and we're talking about all things to do with Cire. Again, I must say Cire. Let's just a quick word. I won't throw it to you because you haven't been there very long. First impressions is isn't it part of Cire? I know they're at Moorabbark and they're at Yarra Junction at the moment, and it's all about particularly ladies. It's very good. It doesn't have to only be, but if you've been out the workforce for some time and you're looking to go start going for interviews, you know, no matter whether people should judge you the way you dress or not, we can argue that till the cows come home, but they do. And the idea of this is a lady can go along, she can select the dresses or whatever she needs. As I understand it, it's everything that a lady wears, and we'll leave it at that. So it gets them all ready for an interview. And, of course, there's a couple of flows off from that. The first of all is they can do some work in the op shop and therefore get some training in retail sales. And also Siri do supply the opportunity for some resume writing and a bit of practice in interviews. And let's be honest, since COVID, a lot of these ladies haven't had to work for many years, some of them, and all of a sudden, because of COVID and with interest rate rise and all that, some ladies are having to get back into the workforce who never thought they ever would. So I encourage you to look at first impressions.
Yeah, and also the training, corporate services and FICE, or first impressions, will be moving to a new premises in John Street, Lilydale, in early October. So I know Gus is saying she's really looking forward to having more space there, having a really great up-to-date facility and resources available for clients. So,
and that's not far away, when you say from early October.
No, I mean, that's right.
It's knocking on the door.
Coming
very,
up quickly.
Very quickly.
Again.
So that's terrific. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about the training that Siri do offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So training in hubs is something that you can also or will be able to access at the John Street location. There is a course guide launch coming up on October the 26th, so you can come and hear about all of the offerings and opportunities going to be available through Siri Training in 2023. Have the chance to meet and greet with trainers, learn more about local industries and who's looking for qualified employees. So another really great event to get along to and
so check it out. So what's the date for the launch?
The date for that one is the 26th of October.
And where's that?
At Siri Training.
Yeah, it's in the main street, Lilydale.
That's right, yep.
Now, I will say that I did some training with Siri and I can tell you all, I paid the whole lot, so it's not as I'm trying to pay off a debt that I actually paid for the training. I went and did the responsible serving of alcohol there about 2 weeks ago, and I passed. So, hey, if I pass, anyone can pass. So it's a great organisation, and I got to say, the trainers are terrific. I know that the guy that we had, it was a great night. Not only did we learn a lot, but we had a bit of fun as the night went through, so yeah, so it's a great organisation for training. If you go to their website, which we'll be telling you about at about 5 to 1, have a look at all the different courses. I believe they do first aid because somebody was doing first aid in the room beside where we were doing our training for the RSA. So I'm not sure all the training they do, but it's certainly well worth having a look at it. And it's a great organisation. So the 26th of October at their premises on the main road in Lilydale. Yep. Is that what we're saying?
That's where the course guide launch will be happening.
So
check out. Don't have that time here at the moment, but if they jump onto the website, they'll be able to find out all the details.
Yep. All right. So, all right, we'll take another quick break. Now, we're going to also hear from another local singer, and that's Cal Kennedy, and we're going to hear all about that old Dodge Ute. I love the old cars.
Heading on home, back to the valley where she's from. That slant 6 is far and away. Like she was in 1968. From the red comes in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Alpies have coffee in their hands. Just off the view, heaven's wall.
just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, pray away to thrills. Good luck trying to catch that old dodgy.
Bradley, we know your expertise is the Surrey Community School. I mean, that's where you're the assistant principal and you help look after the young people. So coming up, we're just about due to run into October, so we've only got a couple of months here to left to go. Do you have a graduation at the end of the year? And B, just can you pick out a couple of the, well, I suppose it's pretty hard, we've only been there such a short time, what you've heard of success stories that Surrey have had this year with the community school?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did only start early in term three, but we did have quite a number of big events happen throughout that term. Yep. So we had an opportunity come to us that allowed students to go on a camping trip called Outward Bound. So they went to Buchan up that way. Yep. And they were like, this was quite roughing it, like a great organisation that took them up there, yeah. Sleeping under tarps and sheets, and they had some pretty wild weather up there.
Staying in the barracks and all that stuff.
No, absolutely. So, but a great opportunity for the students, and I think they really learned a lot about resilience and teamwork and had some really great outcomes from that one. Yeah. And as far as the staff that we sent along there, the teachers who went and learning assistants who went to help out, such an amazing, supporting, encouraging staff to work with those students. So it was a really great opportunity for who were involved. Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that some of them might not have ever been on an experience like that before?
In some instances, that's probably true. So we do, one of the classes often goes out and does outdoor stuff most weeks. So they yep. might go out to go do some canoeing, or they might go and do some hiking and some walks. So a lot of those students were involved. But yeah, for some people, they just haven't had the opportunity to go on those sort of things before. We did run a snow trip this term as well.
Did you? Where'd you go?
So up to Mount Buller, which yep. was great. So the Lilydale campus went on the Monday in a week in September, yep. had a great day up there. Mount Evelyn, we took them up there on the Thursday of the same week. Unfortunately, it was raining, it was windy, so we didn't actually get to get on the slopes at all. We did have lunch up on the hill. There was a mudslide that meant we couldn't actually get off the hill, off the mountain either. So that was a great community experience for our Mount Evelyn crew, but the Lilydale crew that went up there really enjoyed getting to get on the slopes.
So just for the day, was it?
Yeah, it was. And then that definitely was an opportunity that a number of our students haven't had to do, or haven't gotten to do before. Yeah. So again, to be able to provide that opportunity and see students do something that they haven't had the chance to do, get to see them operate in a different space. You know, they get to see the teachers in different ways. They're
absolutely
fantastic things to be involved in. Yeah. So
do you have a graduation at the end of the year?
We do. So we've actually already had a formal for our senior students.
Have you?
Again, in term three. Like I said, term three, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we did have a formal at Chateau Wayuna, which was great and fantastic to see the students all dressed up for that.
Yeah.
For those who are finishing up their studies at the end of this year, year. We do have a bit of a small ceremony that their family can come along. Most likely we'll be doing that down at Lilydale Lake.
Yep.
But again, really wanting to honour the work that those students have done and congratulate them on achieving their goals and then sending them on to their next opportunity.
And I guess in that school, some of their goals are vastly different to what they would be in what I call a mainstream school,
yep,
too, aren't they?
Absolutely. So, I mean, students will be leaving schools to partake in different opportunities. Some might be going to traineeships and apprenticeships. But again, it is that opportunity for those who do complete this year their VCAL studies.
Yep.
That changes next year. Then we get to honour that and recognise the work that they've done and celebrate that with.
And I guess for them and their parents, that must be a terrific time too.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to being involved in that in early December when we do that.
Yep. All right, we've got to take another quick break and then we'll be back with more. And, of course, that was the Rolling Stones of Let's Spend the Night Together. Now, I've heard from Leanne Patrick, and we've been played one of the songs, New Town, before, and also the Dodge Ute. You know I love these old cars. And I've just been told that Leanne and Cal Kennedy will be performing at the annual Chrysler Car Show this Friday night in Wangaratta in the Oaks Room. Gee, if it was closer, I'd go. I can't get up there Friday night, but if anyone's up that way or whatever, I'd be going in. I reckon it'd be a fabulous night. You'd have both Leanne and Cal there. He'll no doubt be singing the Dodge Ute. But it's this Friday night, Wangaratta in the Oaks Room. So if you've got a chance, I do believe they'll be doing more gigs down in Melbourne, and I'll let you know, because we'll see if we can't all get along. Anyway, we've been talking to Bradley from Siri. Now, we've got some people excited. How are they going to find out more about Siri, please, Bradley?
Yeah, sure. So one of the best places they can go is to our website for Siri services, and from there they can go and access information.
Let's go back.
Oh, I'll get there.
C-I-R-E.
Yep. Yep. So if they go to that website, they can find information about the community school, about the short courses, about the community hubs, if they're looking to get involved, any of that sort of thing, they can go through the Siri services website. So they can access that at Siri, so CIRE.org.au. All of that information is available there.
How are we going to, if we don't want to go that, we haven't got a computer, how are we going to ring?
Yep, we also have a phone number that people can access. The Siri Services phone number is 1300 835 235. And again, that's a central number that can direct them to the school or the early learning centre, the training, the hubs, any part they're wanting to get to, they can access through that phone number.
And you've no doubt got a Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook and Instagram. So if they're wanting to get onto Facebook, they can just search up Siri Services. So C-I-R-E. They can find it that way. Again, there's also a separate account for the Siri Community School that they'll be able to find by doing that search. Yep. And on Instagram, Siri Services, C-I-R-E, services, all one word. They can find a bunch of information
and
there.
And the phone number again, please?
Phone number again is 1300 835 235.
All right, we'll just take one more quick break and we'll be back to wrap it up.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Get his pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Not that we'll be playing the Monkees on Sunday night, but I should quick reminder that the Rock and Roll Hit Parade will be along Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. We'll be playing music from the 50s and 60s, and we'll have a great time, and of course your request. But anyway, we're talking to Siri, C-I-R-E, with Bradley. Bradley, tell us again, the dates of this teddy bear picnic. We've got to get involved with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it will be held during Children's Week in the Yarra Ranges. 25th of October, it's going to be held in Yarra Junction. And on the 27th of October, held in Chirnside Park.
So do you know whether it's day or night?
I believe it's during the day. But again, if people wanted to check out the socials, Cire Services, C-I-R-E, they can find out more information there.
Sounds good. Now, you've got a training launch coming up.
We do indeed. Our course guide launch for our training in Hubs is happening on October the 26th. That's the place to find out more about what's going to be offered in 2023 and have the opportunity to meet with trainers.
Right. Now, we've also been saying that there is kinder, free kinder next year.
That's right.
I guess, we've already said that enrolments are now open, so I guess there is a limit to how many people Cire can take. So, they'd be very smart to get onto starting rolling pretty quick, wouldn't they?
That's right. If they're wanting to get involved with us and it's a great place to be, then, yep, the earlier they get in, the better, if they're wanting to secure a position for 2023.
All right. And I guess the other thing that we still could give a quick plug to is the school. And maybe we've got grandparents listening, or maybe mum's home with the kids at the moment and she's having a battle with little Johnny or little Susie, who doesn't want to go to school and might not have been there for 2 or 3 months. As far as I understand, Cire don't see them as a lost cause. That Cire are quite happy to get involved and try and get them back. And you're not going to ask them to come along 5 days a week from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30, are you, at the first instance?
No, that's right. So for our middle school classes in particular, years 7 to 9, we actually only run the 4 days of school. Yep. And our school day runs from 9:30 till 2:45. So it is
a
little bit
shorter. And you're not expecting, if you've got little Johnny or little Susie who can't cope with that, then you still are able to get, Cire are still able to accommodate that, aren't they?
Absolutely. If we are looking that we need to reduce the timetable, there are circumstances that we can do that in, modify it for what's going to best suit the student,
yep,
with a goal to increasing that attendance over time. But yeah, absolutely. If that's the way we can get them in the door, then yeah, we wouldn't want to do that.
It's not a case of one all in, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So, Bradley, just quickly, tell us a little bit about yourself, because people will be dealing with you as the assistant principal.
Yeah.
What made you go into the education system?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it came from a position of just wanting to help people and looking to serve other people. I had worked at a big organisation, just sort of making money for a big company and wasn't finding much meaning or satisfaction in that.
So you didn't leave school and go straight to uni and teachers' college?
No, I didn't. I went down some other paths first and then went back to uni, got my dip ed and went back into teaching after that. And it's been awesome. Like, you get to encounter young people at a wonderful stage of their life. You get to know them. You get to encourage them. Very much I see teaching as planting seeds. We don't always get to see them come to fruition.
Yep.
But, you know, that's part of what we do.
So what would be the thing? There had to be some time when you said, I don't want to be doing this, I want to be a teacher. Was there one particular thing that made you decide that?
No, I think it was just a sense of, I think I need to be doing something more important than just making a big company more money. It was that sense of
wanting
to find...
What sort of job were you doing? Were you in an office or...?
Yeah, it was quality control, admin. I was involved in sales a little bit as well.
Yep.
And so the work was fine. I really enjoyed the people that I work with. Like, it wasn't a bad place to be. But I think for me to find meaning and satisfaction in what I was doing, I wanted to be doing something where I felt like I was making a valuable contribution, helping people out. And schools are not perfect places, but when you get to work alongside young people, it is a great place to be.
Well, I mean, you're building the future, aren't you?
Yeah.
Through those young people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the major things of education and particularly, I guess, and now that you've made the swap to Cire, you're helping, I would have thought, some young people who may have just never got back into education if places like Cire didn't exist.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love being a part of that. Like I was talking before about having the opportunity to extend dignity to young people who haven't always experienced that. I think every day we get that chance to actually honour people's humanity and recognise that for our young people that come to our school or any school, they're not just numbers, they're not just parts of a big industrial machine. They are people, and we get to work with them and invest into that. So
yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
And of course, you go that one stage better with Siri because you get the opportunity to work with kids who may very well have just missed out.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, with no education, you don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Bradley, it's been terrific talking to you. As per usual, we always wish Siri well. If you're listening, Gus, we still listen to your choice tunes and we've still got people downloading it. So anybody wants to hear about the CEO, go to our website, download, look at choice tunes and download Gus and listen to her life. And she's the CEO, so you know what's behind Siri. Thank you, Bradley, for coming.
Thanks
it's
for
been a pleasure
me.
To have you, and we'll hopefully see you again.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Bradley.
Thanks.